Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Norbin Pradhan with Evening News and these are the headlines. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang says it is time for Nagas to walk towards unity. Hornbill Bamboo Carnival begins at Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center, Sovima. Advisor Jali Ryo inaugurates 13th Dimapur Night Carnival, urges participants to showcase character and warmth of people beyond culture and products, and Nagaland Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla extends greetings on Armed Forces Flag Day. Now the news in detail. Nagaland Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang today urged the Naga people to move towards unity, warning that increasing divisions and fragmentation have become major obstacles to the state's progress. Speaking at the Advent Christmas devotional service at Unity Plaza in Kisama, he said numerous groups and organizations, both overground and underground, have hindered development and pushed Nagaland towards a potentially irreparable situation marked by instability and lawlessness.
I believe it is time for us, Nagas, to work towards unity. We have too many divisions, too many groups and organizations, both overground and underground. And these layers of fragmentation have become one of the biggest challenges and stumbling blocks, directly or indirectly.
Reflecting on the Christmas message, Mr. Zeliang said, the nativity story illustrates how people from diverse backgrounds can be united by a shared hope. He praised the Nagaland Joint Christian Forum for bringing various Christian denominations together and encouraged extending this spirit of unity beyond the church into all aspects of society.
Christmas, perhaps more than any other season, reminds us of the extraordinary strength found in unity. It is a time when families gather, communities come together, and differences fade in shared celebration without distinction. The humble manger, the shepherd, the three wise men, and the guiding star, each part of the nativity story shows people from different places, background, drawn together by a single light of hope.
Emphasizing that unity does not mean uniformity, the Deputy Chief Minister said diversity among tribes and cultures should strengthen, not divide, the state. Mr. Zeliang urged Nagas to forgive one another, look past differences and work collectively for harmony and progress. As part of the three-day extension of the Hornbill Festival, the Hornbill Bamboo Carnival was inaugurated today at the Bamboo Amphitheater, Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center, NBRC, 6th Mile, Sovima. The event is organized by the Nagaland Bamboo Development Agency, NBDA. Speaking as the special guest, NBDA Chairman Nuzata Soro highlighted the agency's two-decade journey, acknowledging the pioneers and leaders who contributed to making the vision of bamboo-based development in Nagaland a reality. He outlined several key achievements of the agency, wherein NBDA had implemented extensive commercial bamboo plantations under the National Bamboo Mission and National Mission on Bamboo Applications. To date, 45,621 hectares have been covered under bamboo plantations and 1,506 hectares under block plantations.
NBDA has set up nursery through vegetative propagation at Dimapur and is introducing in all the districts of the state for species that have shown success, like Bambusa balhua, Dendro calamus, Hamiltoni. Till that, 24 lakh saplings have been distributed to bamboo farmers for plantation.
The program highlights included the launch of the coffee table book celebrating 20 years of Nagaland Bamboo Development Agency, fostering a sustainable future, inauguration of exhibition stalls by the special guest, and a traditional dance performance by the Yimkyung Saritsan Women Cultural Society, Chumukidima. Advisor for Urban Development and Municipal Affairs Nagaland, Zali Ryo, inaugurated the 13th edition of the Dimapur Night Carnival, an extension of the Hornbill Festival at City Tower Junction yesterday. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Ryo urged participants to showcase not only Naga culture and products, but also the character and warmth of the people. He stressed the importance of ensuring that visitors have a memorable experience at the stalls and leave with positive memories of Naga people.
This being the 13th year, over the years, we have been seeing marked improvement, even in the conduct of our citizens, the entrepreneurs, and even the night visitors. I want all the stall owners to also provide quality food, hygienic food, so that there won't be any complaint from the customers.
The festival, he said, has grown stronger each year, evolving into a vibrant celebration of unity and resilience among Nagaland's diverse communities. The Dimapur Night Carnival, jointly organized by Dimapur Municipal Council, Dimapur Chamber of Commerce and Industries, and the District Administration, will go on till December 10. Nagaland and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla extended greetings on Armed Forces Flag Day. The day is observed on this day every year, honoring the martyrs and uniformed personnel who have sacrificed for the nation. In his message, Governor Bhalla said, "It is our solemn duty to admire the courage of those who laid down their lives or were injured in service, and to support the families who share in that sacrifice." He appealed to citizens to contribute generously to the Armed Forces Flag Day Fund, which supports serving personnel, battle casualties, war widows, and the welfare and resettlement of ex-servicemen and their dependents. The governor expressed hope that the day would inspire renewed patriotism and gratitude towards the armed forces. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News on Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back, you're listening to the evening news. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit norms. The notice said large-scale operational failures indicated significant lapses in planning, oversight, and resource management. Earlier, the government directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. The Ministry of Civil Aviation has mandated that refunds for all such flights be completed by 8 p.m. today. In Goa, 25 people have been killed in a blaze at a nightclub in North Goa's Arpora following a cylinder blast late last night. Chief Minister Pramod Sawant rushed to the spot and said most of the dead were club's kitchen workers and 3 to 4 tourists among those killed. Meanwhile, the Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the fire incident. And a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram will begin in Lok Sabha tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the Lok Sabha. Briefing the media early last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that the full-day discussion will start at 12 noon. He added it was decided in the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla that the discussion on Vande Mataram will be conducted on Monday and the debate on electoral reforms on Tuesday.
We all agree that there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
And now to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zilang says it is time for Nagas to walk towards unity. Hornbill Bamboo Carnival begins at Nagaland Bamboo Resource Center, Sovima. Advisor Jali Rio inaugurates 13th Dimapur Night Carnival, urges participants to showcase character and warmth of people beyond culture and products, and Nagaland and Manipur Governor Ajay Kumar Bhalla extends greetings on Armed Forces Flag Day. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.